Hello?
Hey, Elias. This is Charlie with Local Splash. I spoke with you earlier today.
Yes.
How's it going?
Good, good.
It's going good. Awesome. Are you in a place where you can talk now? Or I know last time you were on the job.
Yeah. If you just give me 3 minutes, I can, you know, I just got to fill out this paperwork and I should be good.
Yeah, you want to just place me on hold?
Yep, I'll do that. Thanks.
Yeah, just place me on hold. Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, sounds good.
Awesome. So I just want to refresh your memory. Last time we talked, I said that we were going to do the Google Business listing for you and help you get there. Do you have a website by any chance?
I do.
Okay, let me just make sure I have it here so that way I can put it in here so we can attach it to the Google Business listing itself, okay? All
okay.
Right, let's see here. Okay, yeah, I see it. Uh-oh. I hope they're not coming for you.
Oh, no, no.
I hope everybody's okay. All right. Okay, so I just need to verify the business information here. Is Eve Fencing and Landscaping, correct?
Yep.
Okay, and then the business address I have here is 148 Union Road.
Yes.
Okay. And then what's the city name?
Coatesville.
Coatesville, Pennsylvania. And then 19320?
Yes.
Okay. And then for the business phone number for your customers to contact you, you got that 610-563-0863. That's correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Beautiful. And then how do you spell your first name? Because I think we spelt it wrong here. I just want to make sure it's correct.
Sorry, what was that?
It's okay. I was asking you, how do you spell your first name? Because I think we spelled it wrong.
Okay, E-L-I-A-S.
E-L-I-A-S. Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. And then how do you spell your last name? Or what's your last name?
M-O-N-T-E-S.
M-O-N-T-E-S?
Yes.
Okay. And then what's it, actually it's probably on your website here. Let me just look it up. let's see here. I don't see it actually. Do you guys have a, what's your email address so that way I can send everything to you in your email with your invoice and everything like that? I didn't see it on your website.
Oh, esfencinglandscaping@gmail.com.
Gotcha. Okay. And then good contact phone number for you is that 610 number?
Yes.
Okay, 5630863, correct?
Correct.
Okay, got you. Okay, that's all good. Let me just make sure I have everything here that's correct, because I don't want to make any mistakes for you here. Okay.
I have a question. So
yeah,
how will this impact my business? Like, would I, what guarantee, will grow in a guaranteed or?
Yeah, very good question. So we're Google Channel partners. So Google doesn't allow anybody to guarantee anything. If they're guaranteeing something, then they're not Google Channel partners. It's unethical for them to do that. How this is going to impact your business is that when somebody searches your services, they want to put in a new fence, they want a fence repair, you will populate on Google's first page. So now they can call you directly. So 90% of people that search on Google, they stay on that first page. If you are not on that first page, you're missing out on just 90% of your business right then and there. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, now you will never share a position with anybody at the same time either, and you will never share your customers. So they're calling you directly. You don't have to call anybody, chase down anybody, text anybody, or anything like that. Okay, it's a direct call service to you.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just making sure I have everything here correct for your Google Business Pro budget. Give me one sec.
Now, my other question is, my name gets, put on the first page, right? What's the radius, gonna be?
Yeah, good question. So the radius will start at a 10 to 15 mile radius at first, and over time it will grow. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, it's on that local only, so it's only for your backyard. So with you doing your Facebook ads already, right? You said you do your own Facebook ads?
Correct.
Correct. So this is going to work in addition to. So now when you start populating your Facebook ads, they're going to see you on the first page of Google, and they're going to see you on Facebook.
Okay.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Now, did I answer all your questions for you? You got all your questions answered that you maybe concerns or anything?
I still got let me just 1 second here.
Yeah, no problem. Take your time. Take your time.
Okay, so when I can pick, does it have to be in my hometown, or I can pick a certain spot that I want the radius to be at?
Yeah, so the radius will start wherever your address is, because Google has to verify that you're a legitimate business, right? They don't want a robot with a P.O. box. So that's why I said once we secure your listing, we're going to set all that stuff out to Google. They're going to mail you a certification code in the mail. That's going to be your PIN verification. Once that happens, your radius starts from there. And it goes out from there. Now, that's why I said with Facebook, we could pair Facebook apps.
Yeah.
And we could help you out expand that radius so we can retarget people. That's why I asked if you want us to do it. It's up to you. It is just $50 more if that's something that you would like us to take on. If not, then it would just be the $199.
Yeah, I think it's just going to be the $199.
The $199, yeah. Okay.
Let's just say I sign up today and just say Monday I can get a technician so we can go over the website and everything. When does the first page pop up of my business start? Monday?
Yeah, good question. So like I said before, this isn't like a flip of a button. I want to be super transparent for you, okay? So it does take a process for your business profile to populate on the first page of Google because you don't have a Google business profile. You just have a website, right? So we have to build that for you. So it will take 30 to 45 days to get on that first page of Google. Now, that's why we say we want a verbal agreement of just 2 months, so that way you can see the maximum results of it. In the first month, it's more of a building stage, not to say you won't receive calls coming in, but you're just going to receive that maximum calls after that 30 to 45 day marker. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah, but also too, remember, we put you on 60-plus directory listings, so we push out that as well, that we get you on there very quickly. And then also, we integrate you with Alexa and Siri. So anybody searching, as soon as your Google business profile is verified, they'll be able to find you on Google. It's just once we get the searches happening in that 30 to 45 days, now they'll be able to find you based off of just the services, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Does that answer your question?
The question is, I know you don't guarantee anything, which I understand.
Right.
But what on your previous, I'm sure you guys had a fencing all over the places.
Right. Yeah. We cover all 50 states.
My question is, how's your customer satisfaction like? Have they seen improvement or?
Yeah, good question. So we actually have a 4.8 out of 5 on customer satisfaction on Google, over 1,200 reviews. So our customer satisfaction is really high. They do see the benefit of being on Google and how it impacts their business, and they do see results. Now, that's why I'm super straight up and honest and shooting you a straight shot here on the time frame that it takes, because I want to set you up for success here, and I don't want to promise you you're going to be there tomorrow and then you're like, hey, why am I not there? Right?
Yeah.
I don't want you to be mad at me. I want you to be able to have proper expectations here. So we set the proper expectations for our clients each and every time, and that's why we have a high customer satisfaction rating, because now they know we have to do a lot of building, we have to do a lot of optimizations and everything like that for you. And then once you're on that first page, you really are seeing the results happening. And you get a custom tracking system to track everything that we're doing.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So did that answer all your questions?
Yes. But my question is, have customers, I know you have the ratings, but my question is, has, like for me as a customer, would I see improvement? I understand you guys don't guarantee that, I know some people charge per click and all those things, so is it unlimited clicking, like for people searching, or?
Yeah. Good question. So this isn't a per-click deal. This is an unlimited call service to you. So this is just a flat fee. You will never pay a per-click, a per-job, or anything like that. So when you do start seeing the uptick in jobs coming through from being on that first page, you will always pay $199 for the service that you are paying for here. Now, if you upgrade it into Facebook advertising or anything like that, you know, higher up advertising, then obviously you would pay more. But for the services that we talked about, you will never pay more than $199 a month. Okay? And that's just month to month. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. And yes, I can't guarantee you anything, but I can say this. 90% of people are searching for Google. They're staying on that first page. So we're going to put you up in front of those 90% of people that are on those first page, either looking for a repair for fencing. They're looking to do a install for fencing, maybe a rod fence. Maybe you need a construction zone for fencing to put up, you know, those chain link fences because they have to do I'm sure you rent those, right?
Yeah, I don't have, the thing is the issue that I'm concerned with, it's my area. It's not that much of going on with fencing where I'm staying at. And that's why I asked if I'm able to change or not even like this month or the following month if I'm able to switch areas of the question. If it's 10 mile radius, it's not a lot.
You can switch areas. We would just have to switch, there would have to be an address there. So if you have somebody that lives in another area, then we can put that there if you're willing to do that. That's the only thing. Google goes based off of the address of the establishment, basically. Does that make sense?
Now, will they get a letter stating the same thing or no?
Yeah, so they would get a letter there because then we need to pin verification that. So they would get the letter and then...
Let me just take this phone call. It's important. Sorry to put you on hold.
No, put me on hold. Go ahead. That's fine.
Yeah. Oh, sorry about that.
You're okay. You got to take customer calls. It's all good. I understand. No worries. So they would receive the letter in the mail for the PIN verification. if they received that letter in the mail, they could just say, hey, your PIN verification is X, Y, and Z.
Now,
and then
would that put my account on hold?
No. No, it would just move it, the verification over there to that area. So that's where your PIN radius will start.
Okay. And now,
because you don't even have a Google Business profile right now, so we have to create it.
No,
so
yeah.
If we can put it to that, we can. It's up to you.
Yes. But my other question is
mm-hmm.
it costs more for a 20-mile, 30-mile radius.
Mm-hmm. What was that?
What if I want to update to a 20-mile radius?
Yeah, it just takes a while to get out into that radius with Google. Over time, you'll be able to acquire that, but it does take a longer period of time, like 3 to 6 months, you would be able to start getting out into there. But usually if you want to hit that really hard, that's why we always pair it up with the Facebook ads, because we're able to target those areas who are already searching your services on Facebook. So we do in-depth target marketing on Facebook. And then from there, we're able to bring them back to either your website, your Google Business listing, or push them to your phone calls. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. The Facebook is more lenient. It gives you, I think it gives you up to 50 miles, but then just the Google listing itself only reaches like at max maybe 20. And that's on the long haul, to be completely honest.
So I have to be honest, those are my questions, and now I have to really think about it, because the area where I'm staying and my business, it's kind of like the suburbs.
Yeah.
Not that much housing around, and for a 10-mile radius, it's not going to get me nowhere pretty much. So I got to talk to a friend, see if they're willing to do that, because there's no point of me, you know, waiting 6 months in the same radius where I'm staying at. And
right.
I mean, the next closest house is only 5 minutes away. So
it should go farther than 10 miles if you're not in a crowded area. You see what I mean? Like, if you were, like, let's say if you're, like, in Pittsburgh, then it would probably be, like, 5-10 miles. But if you're in the suburbs, it could push you out. But, I mean, what we could do is we could help you with your Facebook, like I said, just for an extra $50. And then what would happen is we could be able to get you higher traffic very quickly with that. And then that way it would be able to push you out into the 20, 30, even 40 miles if that's what you would like to do. I know it's a little stretch. You don't want to pay the extra 50 and you do the Facebook, but we specialize in this, right? So we can help you with the Facebook, pair that into it, so that way we can push you in specific cities and targets that are already searching your service.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would still... You know, keep the rate that you have. You still have a $350 discount, so it would just be the $249 month to month. And I would still waive all the setup fees, so that way, you know, you're not paying an additional money. You can start, and then we can start doing it right away, so you can end the year off right and roll that into the new year. And we would have your Facebook up and running within 7 to 14 days. So that's very quickly. So you should start seeing results within the first month. Service should pay for itself at that point.
Yeah. Well, it's just those, you know, things that you just, the 10-mile radius within here, then, you know, paying the extra for Facebook. And I know I gotta, you know, get you an answer today.
Yeah. Well, what's holding you back from helping you with your Facebook so that way we can push you into the target that you're looking for and get you more jobs into more profitable jobs?
I mean, for Facebook, to be honest, I don't pay no advertising.
You don't do any advertising for Facebook?
Oh, I do, but I don't pay for the advertising.
Right, right. So you wouldn't pay additional money. You would just, it would just be like, we allocate $100 for your $249 to Facebook. So you're just, you wouldn't be paying additional money through that $249. We would cover that in this cost. So that way, like I said, we would be able to pinpoint where the profitable jobs are in higher end cities, or if they're doing a lot of remodeling or construction work. We can get you into those jobs as well and push you out into that 30 to 45 mile radius for people searching for your business already.
Yeah.
So I don't think you would have to pay additional money after the $249. We would take care of that for you. And then obviously, like I said, getting you on that first page of Google. So the first page of Google, that's a process. Any way you slice it, if you were to do it with anybody else, it's going to be a long process because that's like a slow burn. You got to make sure that you're getting good reviews. You got to make sure you're getting, you know, analytical clicks, analytical views. It's a lot that goes into it. And then obviously the keywords and the key phrases that will be able to populate in certain areas. So.
Yeah, I understand.
So you want to give it a shot and let us prove it to you?
I guess so. I mean, we can give it a try, but like I said, it's just those things that I want to, you know, invest in, that I want to get. And then it's just that it throws me off is that 10-mile radius thing, you know.
Yeah, like I said, if you're not in a popular area, okay, here, let me see. If you're not in a popular area, you'll get farther than the 10-mile radius. But it just, like I said, that just is a starting point. After that, it grows from there. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's, I know it's tough. I wish we could do something to push you out, but if you're going to pay more money with Google, that's when you would go to like that pay-per-click that you were talking about. And that's really expensive for just starting out. I wouldn't expect you to do that. Yeah. See, you're like way out in the suburbs.
Yeah, that's my,
yeah. So we would be able to target, you do Philadelphia, correct? You target Philadelphia. That's where you go.
No. Yeah, I don't go into Philadelphia. It's a
where do you go?
We go more into like Malvern, Wayne,
okay.
Morgantown.
Okay.
So those areas we do target a lot, but you know,
okay.
Philadelphia, we can stay away from Philadelphia, to be honest.
It's too crazy over there, huh? I wouldn't blame you. I don't blame you at all. Do you guys go over to Lancaster?
Yes, we do.
Do you do New Holland?
Correct.
Okay. So that's where we'll be able to start populating you in those areas. Okay. We'll target Lancaster, New Holland, Honeybrook. You go there too?
Yes.
Okay. And then, as far west or east as you go, you guys don't go past like Downingtown, right?
Oh yeah, we pass Downingtown, Westchester, Exton, Lionville, but we don't get very, very close to,
okay. Yeah, stay away from that border. So maybe Westchester and then Marvin, Malvern, that's where you kind of stay in.
Yep.
Okay. That's where we'll populate you. I'm going to make a note of this and tell it to my tech team. So that way, like I said, we can have that going for you guys on a consistent basis and getting you guys populating and then getting that Google business listing as fast as we can out of that 10-mile radius and into that 20-mile radius area. Okay.
I mean, 20-mile radius, how far will that cover me from Coatesville?
Yeah, 20-mile radius, looks like 20-mile radius maybe to Downington? Downingtown,
yeah.
Over there, that's probably 20 miles, maybe on the edge of Downingtown, and then
really?
Going towards, that's probably the farthest that the Google listing will get you. Google listing only has a cap on it. There's only so far that you can go with the Google listing. It's based off of per area type deal. So that's why I'm saying with your Google business listing plus the Facebook that we would be able to target, that's when you're going to be able to get into like the 40-mile radius, the 50-mile radius.
Okay,
that's the,
but
that's the
just,
only way it happens.
So that's the thing. I mean, you're telling me it's only a 10-mile radius, but now you're able to get your technicians to work in those areas you just mentioned, or is that not going to happen, or it's not going to happen?
It's going to happen. It's just with the Facebook, it will happen as well. So the 20-mile radius will come. It's not going to happen overnight. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to be a process. So over time, we'll be able to get you to that 20-mile radius, but we have to build up your Google business profile so that way it's a popular one, right? Google isn't going to populate a profile that doesn't – that is just made, right? with the other areas, we'll be able to populate you in there with the Facebook ads because we can pinpoint what cities you want, and then we can push them back to your website. Or call you directly. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because these are people that are searching your services on Google. We're retargeting them on Facebook in these areas. So now they're going to start calling you. Either they're going to go to the website, however you want to be called. They're either going to go to the website or they're going to call you directly. Okay?
So it would be like close to 250 for using Facebook as well.
It'll be 249, and then what will happen here is that we allocate $100 of the 249 to your Facebook ads.
Okay, you think.
You want to give it a shot, and then that way we can prove it to you?
Yeah. I mean, I have to think about it on that side. I mean, I'm interested, but like I said, it's just paying $250 a month for just a 10-mile radius, which it doesn't cover me a lot. Then I have to wait 6 months.
Yeah, it's not a 10-mile radius, though. You're getting stuck on the 10-mile radius. It's a 50-mile radius with Facebook. Without Facebook, it would only be 10-mile radius.
Yeah, that's what I'm just got to pay extra close to $50 for, get more. I understand that, this is only a one-time thing, but I have to check it with, I have a business guidance. I just have to double check with them tomorrow.
Okay. We're closed tomorrow, so we won't be open till Monday. Let me just ask you, what's holding you back from getting started here so that way we can start getting this ball rolling and, pushing this over to my tech team so that way they can get started on it?
It's just that, one thing, I got to pay extra $50 for just that Facebook advertising over 20 miles radius. But it's just that the main website, it's not going nowhere besides the 10-mile radius from my house.
Right. That's just a 10-mile radius of your house right now for anybody doing some searches. Now, for the Facebook, that's going to push you out into targeted areas. Google doesn't allow you to do targeted areas. If you want to do Google I'll say it this way. If you want to do Google and you want it to be pushed out to 50 miles, you're going to have to do a pay-per-click. That's how Google works. And for that, that's $499 month to month.
Yeah.
And that covers you up to 100 miles.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to do that instead? You want to just do the pay-per-click to your website and then the Google business listing? And so anybody that's searching your services in a 100-mile radius, we would be able to get you there. And I can set you up with that. And it would just be $499 month to month. No long-term contracts or anything like that. I still waive the setup fee. We allocate $300 from that $499 to your pay-per-click advertising.
Yeah, I see.
You see what I mean? Like you said, you know, I don't know if like you're trying to go the cheapest way, but you're trying to get the most bang for your buck. And the cheapest way would be to do the Google business listing with the Facebook, because that's allowing you to get customers in very quickly and you don't have to pay the $4.99. Now, once you get into a rhythm there, now we can upgrade you to that later on down the road. But at that point, now your Google business profile is built. It has reviews. It has clicks. And it's on the first page already as well, that now more people are inclined to click on it when you're on the 100-mile radius. Obviously, we can bring it in closely to like a 50 or 60-mile radius. We don't have to put the 100, but we would be able to populate you in specific cities and zip codes with that, the pay-per-click for the $4.99 if you want to do that.
So for the, how soon will that Facebook start if I do the 250?
It would start in 7 to 14 days. It's all about communication, right? So, like, I've been super transparent with you here. I haven't served you wrong or anything like that. For us, it's all about communication. So it takes 7 to 14 days to get that up and running. Now, I've seen it done faster. It just depends on how quickly you can communicate back to our tech team. So for me, if I were you, I would get the onboarding call done on Monday morning at 10 a.m. And then that way we could start that Monday and it would be populating very quickly. That's what I would do. Now it's up to you because you obviously, you know, you have schedules and everything like that, but that's as fast as we can do it. It's 7 to 14 days, but I've seen it done faster, and I can, you know, ask my tech team, hey, can you put an express on this guy so that way we can get his Facebook out there running very quickly, and they'll do their best that they can. But I can't guarantee you that. You know what I mean? I just, policy is 7 to 14 days.
All right. I mean, I can give it a try with the Facebook. Like I said, I'm just going to try to give it. I'm hoping for, you know, I get more customers. And,
yeah.
It's
month to month. Okay. So look, it's month to month. There's no long-term agreements or anything like that. Okay. So within this first month, it is a little building stage, but if you have any concerns, questions, you want us to do change something, let us know. We're communicating too with you, right? We're going to tell you your Google business listing is up. We're going to give you updates with text messages. We're also going to ask you how well the service is being for you. If you want any changes, let us know so we can make the results come in where you want them to. Okay? This is custom towards you. All right? So let me just see here because just give me 1 second here, okay? Okay, so I'm going to make that. Okay, so Elias, let me just ask you, for the securing the payment for the listing on there, are you going to be using a business credit card, or are you going to be using a debit card, or how are you going to,
what do you want to put? Business debit.
Business debit. Okay, now for the name on the business debit, are you going to be using, it does it say the e-fencing and landscaping? Or does it have your first and last name on it?
It has my business name on it.
Okay. I just want to make sure. And then for the PO box. for the address itself, does that have a PO box, or is it the 148 Union Road?
Same 148 Union Road.
Okay. And then the zip code is the same too, the 19320?
Okay, yes.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Let me just see here. I'm just making the changes here for so that way I could just add the Facebook really quickly. Okay. Just give me 1 sec. Okay. And then are you going to be using a MasterCard, a Visa card, or American Express?
Debit Visa.
It's a debit Visa. Okay. And then what? I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay, let me check here.
And then let's
okay,
see.
I'm sorry.
No, no, you're okay. You're totally fine. You don't have to be sorry. Oh wow. Okay.
Okay, so card number it's gonna be 4652.
Okay.
9100
okay.
368.
Okay.
8069.
Okay, can I read this back to you?
Yes.
Okay. I have 4652 9100 368 6069.
No, 8069.
At the last 8069, what did I say? Did I say something else?
You said 60.
Oh man, my dyslexia kicked in. I'm sorry. Yeah, I have 8069. I'm sorry. Okay. And then for the expiration date?
4/04/27.
27. And then for the security code on the back?
253.
Okay. And then I'm going to set you up right here with a security question. So basically what happens is every time we're going to call you, we're always going to ask you the security question. That way you always know it's us calling you. Whenever
okay.
you call in, we're always going to ask you the same security question because we just want to make sure that it's you calling us. So we'll never share your information at all. We just want to make sure that it's you always calling, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I have three names. You can have one of them, okay? So I have your mother's maiden name, I have the city you were born in, or I have your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
City I was born in.
City you were born in. What city was that?
West Chester.
West Chester. Born and raised in PA, huh?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, cool. Chester. Okay, let me just make this here. Westchester. Westchester. Okay. Let's see. Okay. So I have everything set here, but before I do anything, Elias, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you through a voice verification. Okay. Now, the reason being is because I do have you on a discounted pre-agreement. Now, I am going to send this to you in writing along with your invoice and everything like that. Okay. After we're done here.
Okay.
So I'm just going to walk you through this. I just want to make sure that you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, awesome. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
East Fencing and Landscaping.
Awesome. Please state your name and title within the business.
Elias Montes, President.
Awesome. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Awesome. You are an authorized user on this billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Elias, it's to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the calls are coming from Local Splash. Okay, that's that's the city you were born in, and then your password for that will be Westchester, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Awesome. That phone number for a call coming from the customer service line, that's going to be our tech team. It's going to come from an 877-635-6225 number, okay? And I'm going to email that to you as well. All right. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
I do not understand the question.
Okay. So basically, if you had anybody else to hire what you're hiring us to do, you would let us know.
I guess so. I can't advertise with others, or?
Well, basically, Google just allows just one person to do the SEO services. So if you have two people, it's kind of like counterintuitive. It wouldn't work well. And the only person that hurts is you. So we just want to make sure that if you're going to hire another company, you would just let us know.
Okay. And this is just a base month-to-month contract, right?
Yeah, I was just going to get into that right now.
Okay, sounds good. Then. Yeah, that's fine. I'll let you guys know if I hire or...
Yeah, absolutely. It's just policy. I have to ask it.
Okay.
So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today in the non-refundable amount of the $249. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 6th. Okay, in the amount of $249. This is a recurring payment. All right. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms? Okay, awesome. All right, now I want to set up a time with you, Elias, on Monday with my tech team, and I want to do it, I want to get you a time now because I will tell you, my tech team has a lot of work to do on Monday. So what's an I have availability for you. Oh man, I honestly can get you in at 10 a.m. on Monday if that works for you.
Yeah, that works.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to set this up really quick. I'm going to send you an email. So everything went through on my end. You're good to go. I do want to welcome you to Local Splash. We're like a family, Elias. I'm going to put in the notes what you want done. And then also, too, if you ever have any questions, you can always reach out to me as well. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to make this for you right now. And then we sent you a text message while I'm making this. Let me see if it went through. Yes, we sent you a text message right now. We actually sent you two. Can you look at the text message that we just sent you?
Okay, let me see here.
Yeah, no problem. Just let me know when you're there. And Elias, you're bilingual, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, so good. So more customers for Spanish and English speaking. Good.
Okay, I did get that.
Okay, so the one that says, Elias, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice to your email. We have on file. And then it says, please click here, and then it has my.localsplash.com. Do you see that link?
Yep.
Okay, click that link. It's going to take you to our terms and conditions page. And then at the bottom of that page, it's just going to ask you, like, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. You need to click that, and then you just need to sign your name, Elias Montes. Just type it, and then click confirm signature. After
okay, I just did.
Okay. Did you get taken to a login form? You're
yes.
Fast. Man, you are quick. Okay. Now that's going to be the that's going to be the tracking system that we're going to set up for you.
Okay.
Okay. So that's, we're going to email you those credentials in 5 to 7 days. Okay. So my tech team is actually going to talk to you about that. It's going to send you an email with the username, password, and then a link to that page again. So that way you can start tracking everything we're doing. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now we sent you the invoice. So you have that as well in your email. What I'm sending you right now is I'm sending you the Google, it's going to come from a Google Calendar from my email. And it's just going to confirm the 10 a.m. Confirmation with you and just let you know and my tech team know, hey, everybody's coming to the party at 10 a.m., okay?
Okay.
Okay, now, at this point, Elias, everything's already done on this end to send over to my tech team for you. Do you have any further questions or anything like that I can answer before I let you go?
What things do I need for Monday?
Yeah, so you just need around 30 to 45 minutes, okay? They're going to call you, and then that's basically all you need. They're going to walk you through to make us a partner on Facebook with you, but that's going to be just like a step-by-step process. Other than that, they're going to verify everything from what you gave me for Google, and then they're just going to make sure that everything matches up. So when we submit out to them, there's no hiccups. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you have any further questions for the questions that they might ask, I ask away. That's what they're there for. They will answer those questions as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. That works.
All right, Elias. Well, I appreciate the time. Again, we're going to get you in the populated areas you want, and get you some more business. So that way we can end the year strong here. And then like I said, if you have any questions, you can give me a call at that 877 number. Ask for me, Charlie, and they'll transfer you over and I can always answer your questions as well. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Elias. I appreciate the time. I'm going to say, have a blessed weekend. Please be safe. And we're going to call you first thing on Monday morning, all right?
Okay. I'll wait for the call.
All right, Elias. You have a good one, okay?
Thank you, Justine.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.